Father, all the particles of the world seem dead, but before God they are possessed of knowledge and submissive. As for your saying, there is nobody in this house and palace, why art thou beating this drum? This people are giving sums of gold for God's sake, founding hundreds of pious institutions and mosques, and like intoxicated lovers, gladly risking their property and lives on their way to the distant pilgrimage.
Aha! Everything is ready. You may say, all of these people, have you ever heard one of them say, why are we going around this box, there's nobody in it? Millions of people will go around the Kaaba. Who is in it? God. It's the house of God, period. Why? Because that million of people feel it. Do you remember that they participate in existence? So when a huge, enormous group of people believe in something, that something is there. It's real. It's serious. Because that's what it is. Our participation in true we, in existence. How does it work? We turn a click. Chain of changes will arrive. Some of them will surprise us. That's how it works. This is what the real knowledge is about. Yes?
Do they ever say the house is empty? Nay, the Lord of the house is the Spirit invisible. He that is illumined by the light of God deems the house of the beloved to be full. In the eyes of those who see the end, many a palace filled with a crowd and throng is empty. Seek in the Kaaba whomsoever you please, that he may at once grow before your face.
That's it. When you pray, what will happen? Oh, forget about the time that you imitate or you're doing for this and that. When you're really praying, what's happening? In your mind, in your spirit, some sort of, I cannot talk it, say emotion, it's more than that. Some movement will somehow exists in you and will change your mood and everything. What's happening? Nothing. You're just praying. No. When you're praying, you're changing your environment. You notice something new. Yes?
How should the form, which is splendid and sublime, be absent from the house of God? He is present, exempt from exclusion. The rest of mankind, on account of need, do they ever say, we are crying Labbaika without any response? Pray, why? Nay, the divine blessing which causes Labbaika is a response from the One at every moment. I know by intuition that this pavilion and palace is the banquet of the soul.
Okay, and intuition, because he simply talks about the smell. He says, I smell the presence of the people here, a crowd of them, wants to say, what? that feeling that you don't know, suddenly you smell something, you hear something, or whatever. Just, that's what it is. That's what I'm talking about here. In this class, in this course, in this part of it, I'm talking about that simple stuff that you should understand, that your understanding of the existence depends on who you are and how you look at it. That's why I'm sitting down here to teach it to you, to bring your attention to who you really are. Yes.
I know by smell or scent that this pavilion and palace is the banquet of the soul, and that its dust is an elixir. I will strike my copper on this elixir unto everlasting, in the mode of treble and bass, that from the sahura tune in this fashion, the seas may surge to scatter pearls and bounty.
Means what? What is the difference? What is he really talking about? He says, you know what? I smell something that it's like here is full of that elixir, that magical potion which will turn everything to gold and things like that. Then I will try whatever I could with this stuff to do what? I'm playing this music because from this music that magical moment could happen. I'm playing my music for that moment to make it happen. That's why I'm playing it. Not for the people to be here around and applaud for me. I want that good thing to happen. Then the people will come, that all of the, that, those stuff will happen. Yes?
Men hazard their lives in the line of battle and in fighting for the Creator's sake. One is like Job in tribulation, another like Jacob in patience. Hundreds of thousands of people, thirsty and sorrowful, are doing some sore toil for God's sake in desire. I too, for the merciful Lord's sake, and in hope of Him, am drumming the sahur call at the gate.
Exactly, this is it. I look at the people, and what do I see? The differences. Everybody is trying in a special way for something. What about me? I'm in love with that goodness, and I will play the music with the hope of His arrival, because I know this will change our mood. Yes?
You want a customer from whom you will get gold? How should there be a better customer than God, O hearts? He buys a dirty bag from your goods and gives an inner light that borrows. He receives the ice of this mortal body and gives a kingdom beyond our imagination. He receives a few teardrops and gives a kawthar that sugar shows jealousy.
Yeah, you will change that promise land we are talking about with here. So you will try to do something here. You're silly. Think about there. Think about doing something. What? Something that makes you better, makes you happy and makes you positive. You bring a good stuff for me. That's simple. This is what you should understand. Yes?
He receives sighs full of melancholy and vaporous gloom, and gives for every sigh 100 gainful dignities. Because of the wind of sighs that drove onward the tearful cloud, he hath called a Khalil Awar. Hark, sell your old rags in this brisk, incomparable market, and receive the sterling kingdom. And if any doubt and suspicion waylay you, rely upon the traders, the prophets. Inasmuch as the emperor increased their fortune exceedingly, no mountain can carry their merchandise.
No. The solution was short and simple. So what should you do in this universe? Sell the old stuff. Buy the new one. Don't be traditional. Advance, be the frontier. And whenever you give up, whenever the hope is not there, come back to the story of the prophets. Each of them will give you a window to the hope. Because if there is no hope and goodness, why they should waste their time for the rest of us? They could, okay, there is this good fellow who could enjoy the life. Why they are trying all they could to get information to the other people? This is one stone. We turned it around. So you would understand that you are practically one of this we, and you are building yourself. This is no doubt about it. What is missing here? That emotional stuff, that you could control it. You should start it to be happy. Now it's time for another silly long story about who we want to say a silly story. It's about who? A lover. We explained it. Do you remember the ayahs in last book? Now you will see Mr. Balal. Because Balal rhymes with halal. Halal is something that everybody could have. And this Balal halal is doing silly stuff. He is the slave of someone, somewhere, and he is supposed to be like this to his master and things like that, right? This silly fellow is in love with the prophet. So he will admire the prophet, and the owner will punish him. He will say, okay, I did wrong, and the other will try to advise him. He will say, yes, I'm sorry, sir, I'm your servant. Next day again, he cannot wait. And will happen a lot for this Balal to change. That's the story. A made up story. For you to understand what? To understand this path we are talking about is simple. It's not complicated. One factor. What is it? Selflessness. Let go of this self. Then everything will turn around. Yes.
The story of Bilal's crying, one, one in the heat of the Hijaz